Today we talk President Trump, the Oscars, Kellyanne Conway, Viola Davis, people in Georgia, and Remy Ma, and more on today's Headlines with Headliners.
I was ready for that.
Oh, you thought it was going to be Chris Rice? Yeah, because you can't pop lock, and this is the same.
No.
Hey.
I don't even know what I can do to this. I got this. Now you got me doing the kids stuff.
Hey.
Why do we always want to drive a car? Cadillac turns on us.
Hey.
Nobody.
Cut that. Let's get into it. It's Headlines with Headliners. I am your host at Mr. Nate Jackson. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Vine if you're still alive. And I'm here with the beautiful diva, the dime, Miss Kenesha Buss.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Follow your girl. Kenesha is comedy. Make sure you tune in to me on All Def Digital, Everybody Digital. There's so many things going on. SiriusXM. Just follow a player and tune in.
Yeah, Nene's massive digitally. She's on everything. And she's about to be on some other stuff coming up.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. You got some time to tell them what's going on. Nene says today, hey, I've gotten to the point where I got so many opportunities, I'm exhausted.
I'm feeling
exhausted.
Gotta
tell them what is it? That's okay. A good feeling. If you're gonna be tired for that.
Yes. Okay. Well, I just got sent two movie scripts. I love when they go, you're gonna be perfect for this role.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are also, you know, playing the best.
What'd you say? Me? How about that?
Hey.
Well, how about now? Because I'm up right now.
That, definitely All Def Digital. They gave me my own show.
Nice.
I'm a host on another show over there. And I'm starting a web series with Mystic over there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. I just feel like there's so much stuff going on. I have some shows coming up. Hey, Fresno, this weekend, Saturday, I will be on stage with DC Young Fly. Also, I'm getting ready to do some stuff with Disney. We are on MTV2 right now. And last night, I know everybody's seen DJ Khaled and Justin Bieber and the Migos and everybody tweeting from the secret location. Well, I was there at that video shoot last night, and it went down.
Were you in the video?
No, I wasn't in the video. I felt like I was feeling myself, because I'm in the production trailer with the, you know, the directors and stuff, and I'm behind DJ Khaled while he's looking at his son, and we're trying to get his son to laugh. Usually I threw we on there. They was there, but I was there too doing this for no reason. So just being able to be a part of the production as far as just being there, meeting people, that's how I got picked up for two movies while I was there, so it's exciting.
If you're hanging out in the right places, things just happen.
Yes, they do.
And I am extremely happy for me some Nene, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Super happy. I hope one, if not all those things take off at once. What would be dope is if, like, because the production schedule is different from, like, when things air and stuff.
Yeah.
So what would be dope is if these things kind of popped off all around the same kind of time.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Everybody Digital is going to come when it's going to come. ADD is going to be a consistent thing. The thing with Mystique is based on his timing. What you're doing tomorrow. You didn't even say the thing with Lulu. Is that top secret?
Yeah, kind of.
If you say it's top secret, I'll leave it top secret. Nickelodeon. And then you have Malibu.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So, two movies. Movies take hella long to come out.
I know.
I think that in one day, if all that stuff happened, it just took over to 2018.
That would be phenomenal.
And like towards the end of 2017, 2018, you're popping.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm talking about Kenesha just blew up.
Hey. Hopefully by then my stomach's gone too. So
just, right, man. I've been working so hard. I've been meal plan. That's been what my main thing is right now. Like, I told myself, people keep going, what's your next project? What's your next project? Because I'm on Wildin' Out Season 8. We're airing the back 10 episodes of it. But we filmed it in, like, January of last year. So it's like, well, what's going to put you on TV? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, my next project is losing weight.
Yes.
I want to be on the screen as a leading man. And yes. I know I have the potential to do it. And other people don't see it. Like, that's the thing, like, in the industry and sometimes just in life, I feel it's kind of deep. But I feel like we know what our potential is.
Yeah.
And then it's up to us to broadcast that to other people or do things so that they see it.
Yeah.
And sometimes when people's perception of you isn't the same as you, that's when you feel disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can be like, you are people can treat you better than you're like, yeah, everybody just chill out.
Calm down for a minute, guys.
Yeah, like, I'm not a deity. Everyone relax. You know what I mean? So where I'm at with it, I want to drop weight and be a leading man. The other day we went to the All Def Digital Award. Shout out to Kenesha Buss. I was her plus one, humbly, and thankful for being able to go and being your right hand husband. And then shout out to Russell Simmons for having it. I had on a tuxedo.
Ooh, he was sharp.
And a gold bow tie. Not just gold fabric. Gold diamonds. Crusted. Okay? Gold crusted to match my Royalty 4 Jordans, which normally I think is tacky to put on sneakers with a tuxedo. But I was like, it's all Def Digital Awards. Turned up.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? It went really good. And then after that, I left that night and I went over to my other night and Megan Good and friends were there. So we had a really good time. That.
Mm-hmm. We had a good time. Two things I left out. I also just got picked up by a clothing line. I can't say it now, but I will be sponsored by that. And I'll be on TV in Vegas and San Diego doing comedy. So I just got that too.
What's San Diego and Vegas?
I got to tell you that later. But just know, and they're little stations. I'll be doing stand-up.
Well, you let me know when you can say stuff.
Okay.
Stuff. Okay. All right. All these little secret, I cannot.
I know.
But know that I'm cooking.
So I know something that we did get to see at the awards was Amber Rose say that she owns Ace of Diamonds, which now Ace of Diamonds is suing her for the speech that we witnessed at the All Def Digital Awards.
Really? Because she doesn't own them.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So they're saying, TMZ and everyone saying that she doesn't own them, and now Ace of Diamonds is suing her for saying that she owns Ace of Diamonds. But then she's steadily going, and people in her camp are going, but she does own it. And the receipts are coming soon, so it's this big battle. But it's funny because, you know, when she said it, I was like, dang, she owns Ace of Diamonds. Good for her. Everybody's clapping. And then the next morning, here's this lawsuit. So I thought that was very interesting.
I think what it comes down to is ventures like that aren't owned by one person. So she may have bought one person out or bought a piece of a place.
Yeah.
And the rest of the owners are like, hold up. Don't just try to act like you're the face of all of us.
Yes.
There's an Ace of Diamonds.
Yeah, you could be, I get that. And the thing with that, instead of trying to sue her, I feel like they should try to bring her in because I think it'll be they need any more publicity, but I think joining with somebody like Amber, who is the leader of the whole revolution, is...
It's a good look. I think it actually does help for him. I mean, we're talking about it, so you know it's a good look.
Yeah.
And there's an Ace of Diamonds, a King of Diamonds, and umpteen other strip clubs, dance clubs, and all that, and she adds, and I think I can say this safely, she adds a respect to it.
Yes.
She adds a respect to it. You know what I mean? Like, she's done enough with the slut walking and anti-slut shaming and that kind of thing that at this point, it's like, she adds a respect to the entire craft of dancing, being a stripper, and it's just like, if she's a part of it, then I feel like the girls benefit from it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, let's get into story number one. President Trump. Now, these aren't in order. President Trump, I think I said president, and that's that'd be an interesting choice to make every time I do it. But President Trump, President Donald Trump, accused former president, Barack Obama.
I miss him. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go back. Mm-hmm. President Trump accused former President Barack Obama of being behind the protest that Republican members of Congress have encountered at town hall meetings across the country. So I have a picture here of Donald Trump we can pull up. And you can just take a look at him and feel however you feel. It was a time when you would see a picture of your president and a rash of positive emotions would just wave over you. But now I see pictures of this dude and I'm like, you know what?
You know what's so crazy about this? For him to say Barack was behind anything, I don't know if you have checked Barack lately. He is snowboarding, jet skiing, water skiing in Hawaii, sipping on coconuts, making mixed drink, flying kites, pop locking. He don't have time. He has completely detached, I feel like, from all the BS.
He's been on stage at concerts. Yes. He's been on Richard Branson's island.
Oh, my goodness. He's on the love boat.
Shave ice in Hawaii.
He is kicking.
And Michelle is out here wearing her outfits. Yes. No more government standard clothes. No. She's thick out here.
Yes, she is. Juice by juice.
Yes. Juice by juice.
I'm just saying, so for him to say, he's so detached from anything politically that's going on. He's living his life, and the fact that Donald Trump will find a way to drag him back into the mess. Now, you can't say...
Okay, I'll let you get that thought.
I was going to say, you can't say Obama's behind it, but people that love Obama, yeah, we behind it. But it don't have nothing to do with Obama. It's the BS that's going on with you. Doesn't have nothing to do with Obama. Go ahead.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. Like, those two things kind of go hand in hand. But at this point, his approval rating has dropped to the point that people who didn't even like Obama are like, yo, Trump's a piece of crap.
You know what's so funny? I can't tolerate all the people that voted for him that are tweeting, I didn't know you were going to do this. I didn't know. Nah. You stick with that decision. You go on and you take that hard L. You're not just going to be jumping ship now. Who you with.
You go down
with him. Got your health care? Oh, he got your funding? Oh, he got...
Yeah, I saw a very interesting interview on, I think it was MSNBC, and they had a lady on the show who voted for Trump, and she did it because she was very upset about the housing market. and she had lost her home, mm-hmm. and she felt that the Obama administration had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Then Donald Trump announced who was in charge of basically the homes. Mm-hmm. And he literally appointed the man who was responsible, who signed the paper, to put her out of her home. So then she's like in appeals to the president, Donald Trump, saying, this has to be a mistake. This is literally the man who took my home. It never was an Obama thing.
Yeah. But, and I think
and they're like, are you still a Trump supporter? And she's like, well, yes, but we just have to pray for him that he'll do the right thing. You know, it's not time to pray. I mean, it is time to pray, but I think a lot of people are realizing it's time to pray and it's time to be active.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You could pray on your way to the march. You could pray on your way to a meeting.
Pray that while you're marching, the police don't violate your human rights.
Well, it depends on who's marching. Some of them are going to be just fine all up and down that march. Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing. A part of me is like, I hope Obama is behind it. Because he's very good at mobilizing the masses, and he has a very strong following. If somebody's going to lead an impeachment process, I'm okay with it being him. He'd be the person with the most experience at the occupation to say, hey, this next guy's failing. The rest of us have to hypothetically think, like, well, is he a good president? I don't know. I've never done a presidential duty.
Yeah.
I'm not a head of state. I'm not a mayor. I'm not a governor. I don't know. I'm not even in politics like that to know, like, this is a daily life, to know whether or not Donald Trump is worth his salt.
With it, it's just so funny because when I stopped working at Buffalo Wild Wings, I was the head trainer, okay?
Okay.
And when I go back, the new head trainer is terrible to where I had to go talk to. I was like, people were coming up to me that worked at Buffalo like, man, ever since you left, this dude. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me go talk to the manager. And I'm like, I'm telling you, this is what people need. And my manager had never trained anybody before. Right. And this was a new store, so I was the first trainer for that store as well.
Okay.
And so I was like, yo, these are the complaints that are going on. If he doesn't do this, this, and this,
there's no way. You weren't even working there.
And I didn't even work there no more. I came back to visit because I still go back to the Christmas party.
Right.
And everybody start running to me, man, ever since you left. I was like, well, let me go talk to the...
Right.
Because I knew what should have been happening. Game,
yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Obama's in a position to know. Now, that he's not in a position to say because of this presidential courtesy that they have. But, you know.
I think Michelle should lead him because everybody listened to Michelle. Even the people that didn't like Obama listened to Michelle.
Right. And people... There's a major batch of people that are like, man, please run, Michelle. Please.
I would... Oh, gosh. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll move on to story number two. Story number two is the Oscars.
Oh.
Who had a major flub. Okay, so the Oscars just showed the world that Steve Harvey isn't the only one who can mess up at announcing. A mistake was made and the producers gave acceptance speeches before the error was corrected. And Moonlight was announced the real winner. The La La Land producers were legitimately on stage, trophy in hand, giving speeches in honor to God and everyone involved. And then found out that they weren't. Steve Harvey messed up. But not to the point that people were giving speeches.
No, because the girls were already on stage. You let all these
people. They were all on stage.
You let these people get out of their seat.
Exactly.
They didn't hug their family members, high five. People are crying, all type of stuff. So look how many people had to get on stage before somebody realized what was
people
happening.
People were buying La La Land online.
Yes.
Like, dang, it's the winner. buying, clicking through, and just to find out before they get to check out.
Okay. There's some. Are we going to watch it before I tell you what I think?
Yes.
Okay.
If you would like to, we will.
Roll it.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry.
He's no. Bitter.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won.
This is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
But watch
this
them try to...
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
The snatch is my favorite part.
Moonlight, Best Picture.
They had to show the card. That crowd was like, what's going on?
Oh, it's fine. I'm sorry. Guys, this is very unfortunate what happened. Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this. I would like to see you get an Oscar anyway. Why can't we just give out a whole bunch of them?
No.
I'd be really proud to hand this to my friends from Moonlight.
That's nice of you. That's very nice.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Hello. Okay, so I have a a few things to say about this. One, I'd be proud to hand this over. Well, it was never yours to hand over in the first place. I did the claim ship over. I don't know. It irritated me. Another one, it really took away from them winning, because nobody is really focused on Moonlight winning. They're focused on the mistake, and it irritates me. But if you watch before this happens, it looked like to me they seen Moonlight. They didn't want it to be Moonlight. And because he looks at it and is like, well, I'm not going to say it. And she looks and she does a smirk. And then she goes, he goes, well, then read it. And then she reads it and says La La Land and holds it to her chest, holds the card to her chest. Then they tried to say, well, we had Emma's card and we read it from earlier. And she was going, no, I had my card the whole time. The reason why I believe he snatched that card and the reason why he wanted to put everybody on blast, they were getting ready to switch the card out. And before they can do anything with the card to make it seem like it was a mistake, that's why he snatched the Moonlight card to go. They didn't, it said Moonlight when they read it. Because they were, if you look on the side, there's a guy with another card and he's trying to switch the La La Land in there to make it look like it was a mistake. Really? And that's why he's so angry.
We're going
to
go back and watch it again.
He snatches it to go, no, we're not, this is the mistake and it is Moonlight.
Mm.
Watch that. Watch
I
that
didn't
whole.
See, I didn't know there was a conspiracy theory of, yes. Amidst. You think this is how Denzel keeps losing? Here we go, from the top. I see Warren Beatty holding the card.
Because he's trying to say that card says La La Land. And they're going to come.
I'm watching.
You guys want There's another guy that's going to come and try to snap, switch it out. And that's why, look at the guy right there with the other envelope.
Not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong
They're going to try to switch it out. Mm. And that's why he snatches it, because he sees what they're doing.
Moonlight is
Watch.
Best picture.
He tries to take it and switch it, Moonlight. And he snatches it.
Best oh, you know what? I did just see somebody run off.
Yes.
Wait, wait. Go back just a little bit. Holy
yes.
moly.
And if you want,
wait, wait,
yes.
wait, 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 wait. Hold up.
Yes.
Okay. Hover over the pause button so you can pause it at the perfect moment. Because the guy that I just saw run off, you cannot see on the screen right now. He's hiding perfectly behind Warren Beatty.
And then there's a guy that's going to come stand next
so,
to him.
So you see
Stop.
The guy on
there's
his right.
Envelopes.
Pause. So there's a guy standing in front of Warren Beatty with his hand out, naturally, the ball guy. Then there's Warren Beatty. And then behind him, there's another gentleman to his right with a... wearing the tuxedo. Over his left shoulder, there's like a guy that looks kind of similarly like Bill Nye the Science Guy. What yes. I'm saying is, there's another guy behind Warren Beatty that we do not see on screen
and
right now.
And he's going to try to snatch that card.
And then he's going to shoot off to the right
yes.
really fast.
Watch. Watch this. Because they're going to try to switch him.
Moonlight is one best picture.
Right. All right now,
pause. So you see two hands on it right now?
They're trying to switch it back
wow.
to the La La. And that's why he gets mad. It's like, no, you're not going to do this. And that, because everybody's like, why did he snatch the card like that? Because he's seen what was going on.
I did not see this before. And the other thing is, that guy has on a headset. No one else is wearing headsets.
I know. Because it did not, the announcers did that on purpose. That's why if you watch them announcing, she's like, no, you do it, you do it. And that's why she goes, La La Land, and she puts it on
she
her chest.
She said it dismissively for sure.
Yes.
La La Land then.
Yes,
because
she didn't want to give it to them. And then they're going to try to switch it out because he tried to say that he was holding the La La Land card, Emma's card. And she was going, no, I had my card all the
she
this
said
whole
that?
Time. Yes.
Yeah.
She said that she had her other card.
She said, I had the card I'm announcing the
yes.
whole night.
Yes. So this is him trying to take it and switch it. And he catches on. Now you can push play and snatch it. And like, no, you guys ain't going to do
and
this.
And then runs off
yes.
when he fails. Look, pew, he's out of there.
Yes.
Wow.
So Moonlight, when they announced it, they knew Moonlight had won the whole time and they weren't going to have it. That's why he was like, you read it. No, you read it. You
now,
read
I
it.
I don't think that this video captures the moment when they're reading it, but I did see Warren Beatty, who doesn't look like he's like slow, old,
no,
breaking down. Like he knew right when he saw it.
Yes.
And there was a lot of hesitation. And then he said, you read it. And then she's like, La La Land.
Yeah, and then smiles.
I don't
and
have
then,
that. And I don't think that's a part of this clip. This starts off once they're already on stage. But I'll have to, for my own assessment, say go back and take a look to see that moment of when it is the mistake happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they knew for a fact that did not say... La La Land.
Right.
It said Moonlight, and he was holding Moonlight, and he has Moonlight.
He had the right card the whole time, and they're acting like it's a mistake and
yeah.
all that, when it was just like, you guys
Because now they have to cover up this mass cover-up for the cover-up, and it's like, yo, what just happened here?
Now they're trying to smooth over
yes.
this thing and call it a mistake.
And
when
then
in
now
reality,
you gotta go.
the person could literally say whoever they want to have one. For how many years could this have happened? This guy who came up with the bald head and took over the entire award show and all that, that's the person who has the you know, he's the one with the tact. He's the one who actually handled this, right? Everyone
yes.
else.
I love him for snatching it and showing it. It's like, nah, we're not letting nobody get away with nothing.
Showing it is
true.
The crowd doesn't even respond until they see the card.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, no, I'm not joking. This is, and the Oscars has been held to such high standards that you wouldn't think something like this, you know, would happen.
I mean, I feel like the standard was upheld. I feel like when, you know, when somebody can come up, somebody from the Academy, and say, no, that was wrong, the actual winner is such and such, that actually does hold it. Like, when I watch football and a bad call happens, and they stop the game, rerun it, watch the cameras, and then fix it and go, hey, we're going back to, you know, it's third down on the 20. I'm like, okay, it worked. They caught it. When a bad play happens and it goes unchecked, uncalled, and the game continues, that's terrible. Furthermore, when a game ends on a bad call and they just act like nothing happened, it's the worst. And then what the NFL does, which I'm glad the Academy doesn't do, is they'll just, like, they put out a letter the following Sunday talking about all the mistakes that took place the Sunday before, and you can read it and find out your team should have won.
Yes.
And so I'm glad that they came up and fixed it during. They didn't try to handle it more tactfully and be like, all the trophies have been exchanged via courier, and the people from Moonlight have issued their speech via this letter. No. Do it now. Do it in front of the world. Step in and fix it. And I'm glad they did it that way. And I apologize, even though it's not my place to apologize, but I apologize for the... The emotional roller coaster that the people from La La Land had to go through.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you didn't rightfully win, you just didn't rightfully win.
And it sucks because it took away that natural emotion for the winners, and all the focus again is on this. But the crazy part is they ridiculed Steve Harvey to the ground, and these guys are not getting nowhere near as half as that. And this is a way bigger deal.
Yeah, but this is different than that.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey was on stage alone and just misread the card. I saw the card that he had, and it was slightly confusing.
Yeah.
If you're up announcing and worried about several things going on at the same time and what camera to deliver to and all this stuff, you look down at the card and you got more than one person on the card, it is possible to read the wrong one. I get that. This is different.
No, I was gonna say they did process it. They looked at it and they went back and forth, and then that's why she just said La La Land. And another thing I just have to point out, if you're not used to hosting pageants and all that stuff, the runner up name is always first. And if you the runner up is, you never really announce the winner, the runner up, because then the winner automatically knows.
Yeah, but first runner up is misleading.
Yes.
I've been in the room for like a step show and I'm reading off you know, third place this organization, second place this organization. Or, I'm sorry, fourth place, third place, and first runner-up, and they are all partying like, woo, we heard first.
Yes.
I'm like, runner-up.
Yes.
The real winners, y'all sit down. The real winners are them.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's crazy, sucks, and man. I feel like this was a cold setup. So, but congratulations to Moonlight.
I don't know if the frame that we paused this YouTube video on solidifies that entire...
I'm just saying the theory, one of the theories of thought is... I don't know if
that theory is solidified by that, but...
Well, allegedly.
It has rationale to it, and there is footage. At one point, Warren Beatty and another gentleman are both touching that card, and when the other guy snatches it from both of them, the first guy takes off running. That was crazy. Let's just for one more... For shiggles, which is shits and giggles, let's look at that one more time.
You guys won Best Picture.
And he's upset because he know they won.
No, he knows.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read
And
the
there's
wrong
the producer.
Thing. This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight. Best Picture.
I don't even understand why.
And look at his face back there. He know.
Oh wait, go back. Let me see.
No, you got to do. You got to listen.
Whose face am I looking for?
Warren Beatty's. But this is the thing too. The reason why he's so mad is you just played with their emotions because you wanted to. So that's not fair to him either. Look at him.
Oh yeah. We got caught.
We thought you were just gonna go.
Get these white people off the stage and let these beautiful black artists up here. Pry your hands off the trophy and give it to the rightful winner.
I still think Hidden Figures should have been Picture of the Year.
That really is crazy. I don't know if Hidden Figures should have been Picture of the Year, but did Taraji win for actress? No, Viola Davis did. Oh,
Viola is the truth, so I can't even.
Taraji should have gotten Best Supporting Actress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taraji didn't win anything?
I don't know.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to act like I did. I did not watch the Oscars. I can admit it.
I watched my Oscars via social media. Exactly. Like, I watched all my award shows via social media.
Because I don't have the 4 hours to sit through the whole thing, and it really is slow paced.
Yeah.
I don't have the time. I'll watch the highlights, and we can talk about it after. But the fact that you broke this down and you have, you know, what I would like to see the footage of is the original time when Warren Beatty was up there, and I don't know who the lady is, but it's not even his fault. He didn't read it. She did.
Well, they were in cahoots. Go back and watch it.
I want to watch it. I want to see her.
Tell us what y'all think.
I want to see her the whole time after she says it. Because to me, it was dismissive. I remember watching it. She's like, La La Land then. And she literally threw her arm out. Like,
no, she goes, La La Land. And then she puts the thing on her chest, the card, mm-hmm. so you can't see it. Go back and watch it. What's next? Yeah, go back and. The Oscars were.
So what were you saying about watching or saying something below?
I said, tell us what you guys think below. Do you think it was a setup? Now that you can go back and watch it, what do you think? What are you agreeing?
Is this a conspiracy? Is it validated by what we just saw with the two hands on the thing? Let us know. We'll move on to story number three. Story number two just blew my mind. There's rare times that I watch a video, get a perception of it, and then watch it again, and somebody tells me something to look at, and then I see something entirely different. That doesn't happen a lot to me. I don't miss stuff the first time, but that was profound.
I'd be watching the first 48, that's why.
Wow. Okay, so story number three. This one makes me mad. President Trump's senior advisor Kellyanne Conway has come under fire as a picture of her sitting extremely casually in the Oval Office went viral. And so we have the picture. We have a couple. Let's start off with the one where she's taking the photo. So we have this picture here. She's sitting on the couch in shoes with her knees up. And then we have the second picture where I'd imagine she's posting it or sending a text off to Bay.
She's that trashy auntie that was like the party going of white sorority growing up in college. She's just a cold piece of work to me.
Let me put it this way.
Okay.
There's a time and place for everything. I don't care how comfortable you get on couches. You can sit like that on my couch. I'd still look at you funny. Like, why are you sitting like that? You look like you got your legs blown off in Vietnam. I would say that to you. I don't understand why, you know. But if it's your prerogative, if it makes you comfortable. But there's certain settings you're not going to do that. And when you're on the job in a federal capacity, working for the people in the White House, in the Oval Office.
During a meeting of several folks. During a meeting.
And then here's the part that makes me upset is that the people who are in the room are literally, you know, African-American dignitaries from different HBCUs around the country. Like,
it's like no respect. Like, oh, it's just them.
Right. And so I just had a conversation the other day where somebody came up to me to speak. I was seated. They were standing. And I stopped them from shaking my hand. I was like, hold on, man. Let me stand up and show some respect.
Yeah.
And I stood up and shook their hand. They're like, oh, man, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. And then they just walk off like it's nothing. I sat back down. The person I was with was like, yo, that's kind of cool. Like, that was cool. That was a cool interaction. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you stood up. Like, you inconvenienced yourself to greet them and show respect. And then you take that same conversation and you look at Kellyanne Conway sitting on the couch with her hair matted, and then look at the faces around the room. Like, that brother right there who's on the screen, his face just says, come on, fam. And then if you look to the right, the older brother is like, she's just sitting like that. Let's go over to the other side of this picture, right? Like, since we're zoomed in, let's scan over to the right.
While you're scanning, it's so careless to me. It's like, yeah, let me get these picture of them real quick, and then I'm going to be chilling. I'm going to be on my phone. I'm going to be... I don't think she even has shoes on, to be honest.
No, she does. I saw them. They're like nude. We'll go further to the right. It doesn't even matter that it's like this. Look.
Hold on. Wait for it.
That dude right there.
Oh, man.
With his eyebrows up. Okay, now if you know African American man expressions, that face says several things. One, I shouldn't even be in this picture.
Yes.
Two, like, and then that's the thing, like, if as hard as relations have been for this cabinet,
yes,
for this administration, you should be doing the most to make sure that when you finally have major spokespersons and a photo op from the people who will mess with you the least, show more respect. Have more hors d'oeuvres. Have more stuff on hand. Have it very, very comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pictures say 1,000 words, and this may have just been a quick split second. Maybe she was trying to get her legs out of the picture, or she can say a lot of different things.
She was doing the most on there. It's not even just the legs. It's the carelessness in her face. Just the way she's uploading it is like, yeah, let me just get this picture. It's so many things that I just don't like. And to be honest, you're a lady. You are surrounded by a bunch of men. You need to put your damn legs down and close your and
yeah, cover she's yourself. Not, you know what? And let's go over to Kellyanne Conway on
Look
the couch.
Look at her. This is a room full
her
of
legs
men.
Her kneecaps ain't touching. There's a massive gap.
Yes.
Or we don't have to scroll around. But I mean, you guys can see the picture. Can you zoom out just a tad bit on the photo? We're in pretty tight.
That's what he said.
Hey, that's what Kellyanne Conway said. Yeah, look at Kellyanne Conway's legs. They aren't. That's a.
This they, is. Let me tell you something. If they would have ever, if they, the if Michelle would have did something like this, they would have burned her at the stake. You hear me? This is just as a woman. This is unladylike in the middle of a business meeting. This is a. This isn't even
a business meeting.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm equating it to a business meeting. This is at the lowest form of professional ability. This is not it. Is professional ability a word?
No. Professionalism?
But I like professional ability.
I mean, here's the thing. We need to discuss the different settings that this is okay to sit like this. I would say you're in a homeboy's garage that he's turned into a man cave on a beanbag. That's okay to sit like that. You are the last kid at daycare and your parents are late to pick you up. You can sit like that in the window. You got your legs blown off in Vietnam.
The legs blown off of Vietnam.
In a wheelchair. She literally, if she had on like a little bit more raggedy clothes, she could have a little hat out in front of her and people would drop coins
in
it.
They would, because that hair is a hot ass mess.
I'm just overwhelmed.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, I sit like that after I've had a nice night with a young man. You just sit back on the bed like that? Yeah, but I'm usually don't have no clothes on, but that's how comfortable this stance is.
You sit on your feet after you smash?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's normal.
Well, when I could. It doesn't bend anymore, but when it used to, yeah.
Most women just stay however they were. Mm-mm. And just stay there either shaking or trying to hold as still as possible, in my experience. But hey, sometimes I wear boots. This picture is just, I just don't understand. And you have to put it this way. No matter the color of the people in the room, let's change the dynamic of the relationship. Let's say it is still Kellyanne Conway, and instead of just, you know, these black dignitaries from HBCUs, it's your family picture. It's the elders from your family. It's your father, your grandfather, your mother, your grandmother, and they're there meeting the president, and somebody's sitting like this in their presence.
Yeah.
Like, have some decency.
I'm surprised one of them black ladies didn't go tap her, like, come on, honey. You know, because they're quick to correct somebody. But this is, she's a killer. What's next? Profound.
Yeah. So the next one I have, I'm going to skip. We're going to jump from story 3 to story 6 because we have 4 minutes left and we got to get to this one here. So this is, unless you live under a rock or in a cabin way back in the back of the woods, you're aware that Remy Ma has gone ballistic on a diss track about Nicki Minaj. She rapped over Nas's Ether beat on a track and released it, and it is called Sheether. It's Ether, Sheether. It has a discombobulated Barbie bleeding on the front.
Let me tell you something. She ripped her to shreds in this because she used facts. One thing is Nicki is a pop artist. She is a all-around entertainer. Mm-hmm. And a lot of her music doesn't have substance in it. This diss track had so many points and facts. She had insider trader information from Meek Mills, from the things.
She was talking about untreated gonorrhea.
Well, she talked about her paying for her brother's wedding, who is a child molester. Yeah. She talked about the disruption in the black community
talked
for
about
the
her
bodies.
Sexual partners. Yes, she talked about Gucci Mane. She talked about
SpongeBob.
She talked about her money, calling it, whether how she has a 360 deal, who touches her bread
she
first.
Went after her about going after Mariah Carey, Hannah Montana, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She went after her about there's so many things.
Ghostwriters.
Oh, the ghostwriters. Ghostwriters. Just
she went berserk.
It's so hard because I'm speechless because the first 2 minutes of the song, I'm like, okay, Omika got this. But once that 2:45 hit, it was just like she just went on a rampage about every truth about this girl. And it's like, how do you recover from that? Because it's not a fun song. It's not, what can you really say to recover? Oh, about her doing drugs and all that?
Yeah. But you've been on E, though. Pills and potions, yep. You've been on E, ho. Got your ghostwriters back, so you think you lit. Rimbalushi, I'm a ghostbuster, bitch. I'm supposed to be scared because you brought your Barbie chain back. I will go to Annie up. You'll get your Barbie chain back. And everybody love Annie up. Front in February, catch you in that Maybach. Show you how to use your name. You be using your name back. That's it. We're not going to keep on playing it. And just then, go on there and look up Remy Ma Sheether.
You got to look at it. And the crazy part is she had inside information from Nikki's ex-boyfriend, Meek Mills, but talking about when her butt had dropped, because we know it's a fake butt, and that she couldn't have any type of sexual activities for three months. And then Nikki has built her image on being this big old freak, and she was like, you didn't even let him do nothing extra. You didn't get no girls. It was just like everything. And then Meek is so petty. He has got a video of him playing that part in the car.
Chilling.
And, you know,
smoking a cigar or something.
And Little Kim is just ecstatic, but she really never was to
recover. Was there a bar in there about Little Kim?
I didn't hear a bar.
I haven't heard it, but there's a meme that says Little Kim wants to say something, but her face won't move.
Well, because you know she has the beef with Nikki, and Little Kim dropped Black Friday.
That, but I wanted to know if that was...
No, it wasn't in there, but okay. Nikki still never recovered from Black Friday for me, because again, Little Kim hit her with too many truths, and that's why I'm just saying.
Nikki didn't respond to Little Kim.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't think she needed to respond to Little Kim. She's going to have to say something about Remy.
She's going to have to say something.
Furthermore, I think she has the talent, the skill, the...
her ghostwriters.
The squad.
The squad. I mean,
even if it's not the writers, like, she may write her own bars. It's just about the production and the engineers, because while Remy did go in, this song only has two layers. Like, it's the main track she's rapping on, and then it's the beginning when she says, I will not lose, and the end when she goes, I will not lose. That's two tracks. So only time is an overlay. Yeah. There's no doubles, there's no... She's not repeating herself. There's no echo.
Nikki would have
to
put on a production. See, she didn't need a production because the information was so real. To even combat to this, I think she would have to do it over the Annie Up beat.
No, she can get away. This is the thing. The way to combat things like this is to just go ahead and embrace it.
Yeah.
If Nikki just comes out and is like, look, man, I'm not perfect, and I'm a role model. That's why I've been talking about my sexual partner. That's why all the stuff that I do and how I live my regular life is personal. It's for that reason. Business and personal are separate. And this idiot done acted like it's all the same thing. I am Onika, da-da-da-da-da. Nicki Minaj is an entity. That's 500 employees that you just came at. You know what I'm saying? And so she just needs to embrace it. And I wrote some bars. And my bars embraced it, and it was solid.
Yeah, you did. They were kind of cool. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. I would have loved to rather have seen you guys team up and do a record together. I think it would have been dope.
Remy Ma and Nikki?
Yeah, but they have so much history, that negative history, because this dates back way before Nikki was even a big-time rapper. This is way some old New York beef, and now we're just kind of caught in the middle.
And because of how old it is, I don't think that knowing stuff about each other is only a Remy Ma knows it about Nikki thing.
No, I'm pretty sure,
you know what I mean?
Nikki's going to drop some fire on her, but another thing...
Oh, Nikki's going to... What Nikki does back is going to cement her as a top 10 MC forever.
Yeah. Well, we shall see about that. I think... dang. I hate when my mind blanks.
Don't worry about it. You can remember it. You can go on here and leave it in the comments.
Because
whether we want to or not, time is of the essence, and it is time to wrap. So I want you to look dead in that camera, tell the world where they can find you on the internet, Nene.
All right. You guys can find me at Kenesha's Comedy everywhere and anywhere. Tune into All Def Digital, Sirius XM, and Everybody Digital.
Outstanding. Check me out at Mr. Nate Jackson on the internet. I'm coming to a city near you. Japan even. Hey. London even. These things are happening. Season 8 back, winter season is on MTV Main right now, and we're gearing up for season 9, MTV2, filming in New York. Get ready.
Hey, I'm on MTV2.
Hey. Y'all be blessed. Headlines with headliners. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.